It doesn't mean you don't love God, but sometimes you just feel like you're losing everything. Like I have nothing left. There may be days, you say, I'm a Christian. You're a human being, amen, and you have flesh and blood. There are going to be days when you feel like you have nothing left, amen. But I have a but for you. Hallelujah. Yet I will hold tighter. Would you say that with me? I will hold tighter. I will stand tall. I will call out louder. Let me repeat that again because this is important. I will call out louder. Amen. Not for God to hear you. You're going to know, Ray. You're going to understand. You don't cry out to God so he can hear you. You cry out to God so you hear yourself. Amen. Because guess what? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Amen. So when you cry out to God, you're not doing it for God. You're doing it for you. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Not for God, but for my ears, to hear my faith. If you're crying out to God, asking him why you have to wait, and asking him why, you're crying out in faith when you're asking God, amen? Your ears have to hear that you're asking in faith, amen? You're doing something along the lines of the Bible, amen? Hallelujah. For when my ears hear me, they hear me calling to God, believing, reaching out. For my heart belongs to God. Did anybody say that this morning? My heart truly belongs to God. Then you truly want to hear that. You've got to say it. You've got to say it so your spirit hears your voice in your ear getting back inside you. Amen? That makes you... So you're going to hold on tighter. Yeah, you're scared. You're going to hold on tighter. Yeah, you're mad. You're going to hold on tighter. Yeah, you're confused because God has the answer. He always had. He always will. Amen? He has that answer. But sometimes you don't feel like you got any more grip left. That's when he comes down and holds you up for himself. But you got to say it out loud. Ask him why. Talk to him. Pray out loud so you can hear yourself talking to God. You can hear your faith. You know the word of God, right? You stand on the word of God. It's your rock to stand on. Even though the wind is blowing and you feel confused, God's not confused. Maybe you needed something. Maybe people needed something to get them back to God. Maybe something happened. It drew them to God. And then God lifted them up and they said, look what God did for me. And people who knew the person say, I can't believe that person talking like that. That's God, amen? That's how God works, not how man works. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Now and forever, for you are my all in all, Lord. Six lines. Six lines that promise this. Six lines that promise that he will hear me. Anybody ever wonder if he will hear you? Six lines. He's going to hear me. Amen. And in those six lines, he's going to forgive me. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I don't mean to make it funny, but I just want to be... I was with some friends Thursday night at my friend Brian's house, and I said, I can't imagine if somebody knew me 40 years ago coming into this church telling you all what I did 40 years ago. I can't imagine what, you know, because guess what? I'm a sinner. And guess what? I fell short time and time again. Amen. I did things I'm not proud of. I said words that I'm not proud of. Amen. So somebody can come in here and say, you should have saw him 40 years ago. Amen. So I'm glad about one thing. My God forgives me. Amen. He forgives. I sin against God, not against man. Amen. I ask God to forgive me as David did because I'm sinning against him. I'm doing things in my life that's causing me harm, not my friends. Amen. And God has forgiven me. And in these six lines that I'm going to read to you, he's going to forgive you too. Amen. And not only that, he said he will heal you. Amen. Heal you. Now, it might not be the sickness. You know, it might be that you need a healing in your family. It might need you need a healing in your life, a healing at your work. The Bible said he will heal us. Amen. Understand what that word is. That's a healthy word. Amen. That's a word that gives strength. That's a word that's good. Can I get an amen? That's good. Hallelujah. So now let me read these six lines in the Bible that are so powerful. That's all you have to know. If my people... I got any of his people here this morning? Okay. Who are called by my name. What does that mean? How many of you call yourself Christian? Amen. That's his name. Amen. Those who follow God, follow the teachings of God. So you're already in this pocket now. I got you. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. He will do what? He will hear you. And I will forgive their sin. What will he do? Hallelujah. And heal their land. People read that scripture all like they think of the country. They think of the United States or whatever the country they're saying. Oh, I want God to heal our land. I want God to heal the United States. This is talking about you in your house. Amen. This is healing in your house, in your home, in your life with your children. And let me tell you, we can all confess, keeping families together is not an easy thing. Amen. It's like we'll forgive our friends for the most abominable thing they ever did, but we won't forgive our family because they still owe us $25. Amen? It's the truth. See it all the time. Thank God God doesn't look at us that way. But these six lines are 2 Chronicles 7:14. Sorry about that. Thank you. They brought their Bible. Imagine that. Right? We got to get more people to bring their... I know you got your Bible. I know you do. Imagine. When I was with the other church, Pastor Larry was one of the greatest teachers I loved. But when he would... If I would read along with him, sometimes I would lose what he was saying. And I didn't... That's why sometimes I don't have you read with me or... because I just want you to feel what we're saying. I want the words to get into your spirit. And that's why I always said I never not read with him. I just love watching him when he was talking about God because he loves God. And his knowledge of this book is amazing. I just want to share that with you. I want you to feel that same spirit as it changes you. So if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, that just means just saying, help me, Lord. That's humbling yourself. Say, Lord, I need you. That's humbling yourself. You don't have to be a beggar. He doesn't want you to beg. He just wants you to understand that you need him. Amen. He's not looking for any of his children to beg. He loves you. Just humble yourselves and pray and seek his face. That's the same thing when you're praying. When you pray out loud so you can hear yourself talking to God. God, I need your help. Lord, help, I need you with my family. And all of a sudden you hear yourself talking to God. What a beautiful thing. Then I will hear from heaven. I will turn from their, if they turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Hallelujah. I will hear you. And I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes, God is saying, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. And I want to read that again. This place. Which place? This place. Listen. My eyes will be open, my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Amen. Amen. This place. Amen. Some people might say, well, that was 2 Chronicles, and he was talking to somebody else about another church. He's talking about this place now, because when we praise him, he inhabits where? So, this place. Amen. And if he inhabits this place is now sanctified. Amen. Set apart. Amen. We're now set apart. We're not in the world anymore. We're in his house. Amen. We're his children, the sheep of his pasture. Amen. So you're in a place of power. Amen. You just have to reach up and grab it and believe for it. Amen. You need to stand on that power. You need to shed that power. You need to bring people in. Too many of the people out there are pushing people away and dividing to conquer. You don't conquer anything by dividing anything. You destroy everything. Amen. When you bring people to God, when you give them hope that they didn't have before they walked in church, you gave them something that they hunger for more of, that they're thirsty for more of. Amen. And then they come back to church because they want to be fed again. Something good. Amen. Something for them. Something when you read the Bible that it matters to you. If my people, you're his people. Amen. Who are called by my name. I get a little crazy, Ray. I'm sorry. I spent so many years on stage. God said, I can use that. Do it for me now. Hallelujah. Now it shall come. Hey, I'm going to take you a couple more. How many people would believe Moses? Anybody remember who Moses was? When you read about Moses in the Bible, he wrote the first five books of the Bible. That's the Torah. Amen. Guess who Moses talked to? Imagine that. I mean, like almost face to face, the burning bush and God with the stones and the Ten Commandments. He was talking to God. So Moses took the time for you, Fred, to write five books, thinking as he was writing it. I know this guy Fred's going to live in Derby someday, and I want him to read my word. He was thinking of us. Why else would you write anything if he didn't care about anything else? Right, Hector? He was writing to you because he wrote that for us to read. Amen? So he's talking to us. He didn't want to waste his time. He said, now if it shall come to pass, I'm in Deuteronomy 28. This is great. I'm just going to bring this house right back into where, just letting you know that this is God's house. And it said, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Does it say perfectly? No. It says diligently. That means every day, try to do better. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Watch where you go. Watch what you put into your body. Amen? Because what you put in your body is poison sometimes, and then you wonder why afterwards. Amen? God is saying, be careful. Diligently. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord your God. To observe carefully all his commandments. Does it say perfectly? No, he knows we can't do it, amen? So it's observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. How many nations?
All.
Covers us, doesn't it? Covers this church, doesn't it? Hallelujah. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by his name, by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Amen. That does not mean what you think. It doesn't mean that they're going to run away from you. That means that they will respect you. Remember how it says fear the Lord? That means a loving, reverence fear of the Lord. That you're afraid that God won't look at you. That you're doing something that God's not with you. That's the reverence that you need to have. But he's saying to you, if you do this, that the people will fear you because they will have so much respect for what you're doing in your life and the things that you're teaching and the way you're acting that they will be afraid. And then guess what they will do? They will listen to you. Amen. They will want what you have. They will want the lessons you have. They will want the things that you have that they wonder how they can find it because God has given it to them. And this is so beautiful. This one line. I love this line. This should teach the world. If the world understood God, it said, you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Imagine it. That has put so many people in such a dark place. Amen. I remember reading George Washington. Everybody ever remember George Washington? You didn't. He's still our first president, I think. Amen. There's still a monument in Washington with his name on it. He said that if the country ever got to where it borrowed money, that we didn't pay for what we needed, we would be in a tough spot. Imagine that. Imagine the first president of the United States writing that down on a piece of paper. If we ever get to a place where we cannot pay for what we have, we are going to be in a very tough spot. Amen. But the Bible says you as Christians will be a lender to many nations. Amen. But a borrower to none. And that's a promise worth holding on to as far as I'm concerned. Amen. Okay, so let's close. I'm going to let you go here. Faith comes by hearing. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. Thank you. You need to be a preacher, brother. You hear it enter your heart, your soul. It feeds your spirit and to rise up. Let me tell you why. God already has faith. You ever think of that? He's got all the faith he needs. He doesn't need any more faith. He's God. Amen. He has all that. He needs you to have faith. You understand that circle? He needs you to speak up. He needs you to humble yourself and pray. He needs you to have faith. He's got all the faith he needs. He already has that. He wants you to have that faith in your spirit where you can rise up and face the troubles and trials and tribulations. Amen? The God will hold you up. He will lead you. He will carry you sometimes. It is my heart that needs to hear. My heart. My heart that needs to hear the prayer. So I tell you this. Speak it. The words will feed you. It'll be life to your bones. Give God praise, everybody. Give him praise this morning.
Keep your Bible with you. Read it.
Understand one more time, if you could. Remember the cover I showed you. Remember what I read about the darkness, exact to shine in the dark world. If my people will humble themselves and pray. And then Gene finishes the sermon today with what? I found the answer. If you don't think God is in this house, you're missing it. Amen? So have faith. Love one another. Get to know one another because we're going to need one another. Amen? And if God, now we got to pray for Mary too, because when God calls you to do things for other people, you're going to need extra strength because things aren't always going to go smoothly. Amen? Lisa, maybe you can help her, whoever wants to help her. But when God calls you to do something for the least of us, amen, understand that it's always going to take from you. So you got to be stronger when you're with God and working for God and praying with God. You got to be stronger. You can't be weak dealing with the weak, because if you're weak dealing with the weak, someday you're going to be tired and there's nobody feeding you back. Amen. So we all need to be strong. We all need to believe, because I'm looking up here and I am just so humble this morning. And God is here. You feel the light coming through the light. Feel God's presence. Something, whatever is bothering you in your life, whatever you're going through, let God heal that. Amen. We pray every day with Miss Gladys to be back in her seat until she's back in her seat. Then we won't need any more faith for that. Amen. Because she'll be here. Amen. But in the time being, we're praying for Ray that he will get a good report, a great report from the doctors, that they were wrong, that they mistook something, so that when he comes back, he gives a great report on God. Amen. But, and we stand on that. That's standing on faith. Amen. And all the time we do that, we get stronger. Amen. It's just, don't get tired. And if you have to ask him why, do it. If you're mad at God, tell him you're mad at him. Talk to God like that. He loves you. Amen. He loves you and he wants to help you. The more you allow him in, the more he can help you. Give him praise, church. I know you're all going, everybody's going through things. I know we all do. Pray for strength to deal with them, and then just find the answers to heal them. Remove those things. Forgive if it takes forgiveness. Make a phone call if it takes a phone call. But allow the Spirit of God to work. Allow things to change. And when you do that, then things will be different. And those pains will be removed. And just know the miracles of God when you let him in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.